Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour three, the final hour of this program for this week. Come on in. We'll talk about the NFL schedule, some of the good and the bad and the ugly. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us. We'll also talk about possibility of Tom Brady joining the Raiders as an investor, as a partner. Not as a player. Have that for you coming up. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. It is a meat Friday. It's a meat stir Friday. Teriyaki chicken stir fry, spring rolls on the Traeger grill. Those new Traeger grills, that flat rock, they can cook everything. It is great. So meat stir Friday. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, DP at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Tonight, Knicks at the Heat and the Warriors at the Lakers. Marvin's got his New York Knicks t-shirt on.
Yeah, let's go Knicks.
Really? You're a Knicks fan?
Well, no, this shirt was given to me when I worked the game.
It's still got creases in it. Like it just came out of the box.
The Knicks are getting 5.5 against the Heat. Jimmy Butler over under. Okay, do you guys want to do over under on Jimmy Butler tonight? According to DraftKings, Todd, Jimmy Butler.
26.5.
Seton O'Connor.
23.5.
Marv.
29.5.
Paulie.
28.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Okay. Jalen Brunson.
That was the last number available, I think I went with.
Jalen Brunson over under. Marv.
25.5.
Paulie.
24.5.
Seton.
22.5.
Todd.
23.5.
27.5.
Dang, underrated.
How about NBA, all NBA, Julius Randle, over, under, Mark?
He made all NBA?
Yeah, I think he was third team. Yeah. Wow. I know. Wow. I know. That's why they.
I feel like Mark Jackson. Is this right?
Yeah, that's why they're moving towards positionless NBA teams.
Oh, we still have the position.
Yes, yeah. Center.
I thought we did away with that.
No,
you've been working on that for 8 years.
I have been.
So Ja Morant is a lesser player than Julius Randle. Is that what they're saying?
No, he plays the wrong position.
Right.
Julius Randle over under tonight, Todd.
I'm going to say 18.5.
All right.
25.5.
Marv?
26.5.
Paulie?
He's really third team? Yeah. 27.5.
23.5. Julius Randle. What, Marv?
Sorry, is there over under on rebounds to see if he really wants it?
Oh, I don't. Whoever wins the rebounding battle wins these games. between these two. Over under tonight, Anthony Davis, 24.5. LeBron, 26.5. Steph Curry, 31.5. Game 6, Clay, 21.5. And the 76ers are 7.5-point underdogs in Boston coming up on Sunday. Poll question. Seton O'Connor.
Dan, up there, we had an hour two. Would you rather have a $375 million broadcasting contract or be a limited partner with the Raiders? 76% of the audience would rather have the dough.
Yeah, because I have to put up the money to join the Raiders.
That means you already got a bunch.
Yeah, and chances are that when it's sold, you're going to be able to make a lot of money. And you just have to put up the money. You don't have to do any work. He'll have to put in the work with being a Fox broadcaster. Granted, it's 10 years for, what, $375 million. We'll get some phone calls in here coming up. What would we be talking about if the Celtics lost last night? If Celtics were favored last night, Jason Tatum would get crushed. Because first team All-NBA. But now we're looking at the Sixers. How did Joel Embiid not get the ball in the last 4 minutes of the game? Inexcusable. Yeah, Marv.
I think we would be saying Greg Popovich, possibly to the Celtics, like, or some big name coach.
No.
Some big name coach.
Well, I don't know if the coach is in trouble if they don't win this game on Sunday. Yeah, Marv.
But I think you were just saying if they lost last night.
Yeah.
It would have been Belichick or something crazy.
Oh, Belichick's going to coach the Celtics and the Bruins.
New voice.
Doc Rivers has coached in 15 game sevens. Most in NBA history. How many wins does he have in game sevens in his career? Todd?
Two.
Two out of 15?
Yeah. I thought I heard something about him being having a very bad record in game seven.
All right. Seton O'Connor. Don't be influenced by Todd.
Three.
You were influenced by Todd. Marvin?
Six.
Six is right.
Blue?
His game seven wins are tied for the second most all-time. His nine game seven losses, four more than any other coach.
So Todd was actually right then. He does have a bad record, just not as bad as Todd was saying.
Yeah. But he did get there to game seven.
Those Clipper losses were brutal.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right. Terry in Rochester. Hi, Terry. What's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Dan?
Hey, Terry.
Damn, DP, long time. I wanted to talk about James Harden and 7-Eleven there in Phoenix, man. You should know who 7-Eleven is.
Open all night?
Do you? Nope. 7-Eleven. This guy, game seven last year, 11 points. Closeout game. What'd he do last night, Dan? 12 points. I don't care if he scored 50 points his first four games. He's just like Harden. Game six and seven, this guy scored 12, 13 points. Harden's the same way. Harden won't get 20 points tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's a fair criticism of Devin Booker. But I do think he was spent, that they were basically saying, you have to carry this team. KD will help you, but nobody else is going to be there. DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul, traded away their depth. They've traded away draft picks. And you go back to when we were at the Super Bowl and they made that trade for Kevin Durant. Everybody had their son's jerseys and T-shirts on, flying the colors. It was a big deal. Matt Ishbia, the new owner, it's like, yeah, got rid of Robert Sarver, and we're going to play for a championship this year. Well, can you bring back everybody one more go-round with Chris Paul being 38? And I mentioned this to the Danettes, that there's already, what about trying to make a trade for Kyrie Irving and bring him in and reuniting him with Kevin Durant? Desperate times. Desperate times. Matt in Pittsburgh. Hey, Matt, what's on your mind today?
Hi, it's Matt from Pittsburgh. They don't call me Pittsburgh Matt.
Okay.
5'11", 190, first time, long time.
All right.
So I'm in Mexico for a wedding. Listen to the podcast out on the patio. I'm half passed out. And I think that yesterday, the guesses on the NBA over-unders were your case for a sports Emmy.
Mm.
But there's rumors down here that the over-under guesses are fixed. So let me know what you guys heard up in the States and suck it back row.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Now, the Danettes don't know the over-unders. I get them from DraftKings. Yes, Marv.
And the writers are on strike, so we're just doing this off the cuff.
Yeah. I'm making up the over-unders. Yes, Paul.
We don't fix things. We don't rehearse in any way.
Yeah.
We've always made that promise to the listener.
Yes.
Very ill-prepared.
Yeah.
Daily.
Extremely.
Yeah. We'd have to be prepared to fix something. We break things. We don't fix things. Yeah. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, there's that. There's zero chance of that being fixed.
Yeah. It was pretty impressive yesterday, the over-under.
We're on a roll.
Yeah, everybody was getting the right answer there. Not so much today.
Then we made up for it to show it wasn't fixed. It's like the Astros going 230 for the month of April.
Wow, that's two Astros mentions here in the last 20 minutes.
Branded cheaters of our lifetime, where there's no question, there's no debate. Like the Patriots kind of were, but there's enough wiggle room.
Easy here. Don't do this to Seton on last hour on a Friday.
I'm actually saying that the Patriots are out. The Astros are standing.
Oh, okay. They've taken over for them?
They actually got punished for it.
Okay.
See, I feel like the steroid guys from baseball are still the generational cheaters.
It wasn't. Well, you had the Oakland A's as a team, the Texas Rangers as a team.
Mm. But it is more individuals and not a team.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Although it felt like the Rangers, they had some guys who knew what they were doing. And certainly some people under suspicion. But is Bonds the poster child for cheating? Because Ben Johnson was a sprinter, but he wasn't from the United States. And, you know, we didn't care. Carl Lewis won the gold medal. It was big at the time. But like, if you're looking at the poster child for cheating, is it Bonds? Yeah, Paul.
It does feel like Bonds historically. I'm curious with Jose Altuve of the Astros. Got a really nice career. What, six or maybe eight All-Star appearances?
He's a Hall of Famer.
He should be a Hall of Famer. Like, stat-wise, remember how likable he was? He was a little guy. He was likable. He had everything.
Yeah.
I wonder if he gets dinged to where he sits a year or two when he should be going in.
Yes, he.
Where do we put Lance Armstrong in this conversation?
Oh, okay.
That's a doozy.
Right. Emeritus.
That's a doozy right there.
See, it's weird because everybody in the sport was cheating. Not everybody was cheating in baseball.
Well.
They weren't.
I mean, not literally every cyclist was either.
No,
not
they were.
Literally every baseball player was.
The percentage of
everybody seemed to have massive forearm growth at the same time. I mean,
if I look at the percentage of riders in the Tour de France who cheated and juxtapose that to the number of baseball players who cheated, I would say the percentage would be a whole lot higher with the Tour de France. Wasn't there an event where they were, like, the guy who won a race and then the second guy?
They had to go down to, like, seventh place.
No, it's like 24th. They're like, did anybody not cheat in this race?
Some skinny dude raises his hand.
Yeah, some guy, you know, he had a bell on his bike and training wheels and, you know, baseball cards in the spokes. He's like, I didn't cheat. Yeah. You just finished 2 days after everybody. Well, you're the winner. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think Lance Armstrong might get a lifetime hall pass because of two things? We don't really care about bicycling. We love Lance Armstrong in the story. We like dominating French
people.
Well,
we only cared when Lance was winning.
Yeah, it was all our guy was winning. But
yes.
I think he might get a lifetime hall pass because of the good that Livestrong Foundation did.
I don't think so.
I don't mean complete hall pass.
He should have gotten a little bit more of a hall pass because he did raise over $100 million.
Yeah, almost
And he did survive testicular cancer.
Yeah, it's almost like Robin Hood a little bit. It's a little bit of that.
But you know what? You get greedy, you keep winning, more attention. The French were out to get him. And they got him.
But we're anti-French. We're told to be anti-French growing up, so we liked Lance Armstrong a lot.
I wasn't taught to be anti-French growing up.
Remember this?
I didn't care. Why? I'm in a small town in Ohio. I didn't care. I took French in high school. That's how much I didn't care about them.
Oh, sympathize.
I wanted to be. I ate French fries.
It's like one of those things that like somebody said in a movie once or something like, the French or whatever. And then all of a sudden, 30 years later, it's like, we hate the French. It's like, why?
You know, can they be...
if it wasn't for us, they'd be...
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, shut up.
That is true.
This is the dumbest thing.
I know. But they can be rude. They can be.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's not like I still love going there, but I don't go, you know, I despise these people. Beautiful place.
I just remember what Seton's talking about. When I was a kid, I remember a lot of references in movies and TV shows like, ooh, we don't like the French, or people in America don't like the French, or they're rude to Americans. I just remember seeing that growing up.
It'd be like, we don't like the French. And I go, what does that mean? Like, who cares?
Why? What did they do?
They didn't impact my my little world growing up. Yes, Todd.
I want to know if it's cheating if you do something to someone else's body, like Tonya Harding. Where is she on the cheating list?
Well,
you can take steroids and blood dope and all that kind of stuff, but if you're all of a sudden involved in something where another person, something happened.
Well, her husband was involved. I mean, that's sabotage. You know, they were trying to help her win the gold medal with Nancy Kerrigan. But, you know, if you want to put her up there, is she where Lance Armstrong is or Barry Bonds? Jose Altuve?
Lance didn't put a stick in someone's spokes as they're driving by. You know, he didn't do that. He just doped up.
That'd be awesome if he did that.
I know. Wouldn't it be great if you could have, like, full contact Tour de France?
Right.
Where you got to rough the guy up, push him off the bike, you know? Break suddenly.
Loosen some seat posts.
some lug nuts or whatever they use on those bikes. Yeah. It'd be great. All right, let's take a break. Get some phone calls coming up. And, you know, fishing scandal's over. They put those criminals behind bars. You imagine you go into prison or jail and they go, what are you in for? You know, I was in breaking and entering. What are you in for? Attempted murder. What are you in for? You know, I stuffed some weights and some fish. Huh?
Look, that is low down. That is.
Yeah. Prison justice?
Yeah, prison justice. Yeah. You cheated in the bass fishing contest?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Don't mess with those two guys. They stick weights in fish, man. I'm not touching that guy.
You're going to get a bass kicking.
I like it.
Bloop. Oh, my God. Are you not giving me credit for that?
I just gave you a bloop.
No, Seton gave the thing.
Well, I mean, Todd basically went with that joke, a very similar joke earlier, and was crushed.
I said I'm going to give you a bloop.
Okay. Well, Todd gave you one back.
I'm all about repurposing other people's comments, so that's all good for me.
That's true. That is true. You're sort of a cheater.
Kind of am.
Yeah.
I did that. I stole someone's limerick once.
You know what? You're a plagiarist.
I am a plagiarist.
Is today National Limerick Day?
Is it? I feel terrible if it is. They write a limerick.
Unfortunately, we didn't plan for it. We script out our show.
Let me take a break. You should check. Is it National Limerick Day today, Todd?
I'm going to say no without checking.
You don't want Todd to write a... Mike Florio.
It is, in fact, National Limerick Day. May 12th, to mark the birthday of Edward Lear, the English writer known for his works of nonsensical prose and poetry. Back to you in the studio.
Do you want to write a limerick?
I'm going to.
All right.
Is it a topic or anything I want?
Anything you want.
Wow.
How about we take a break here? We'll talk about the NFL schedule. More of your phone calls coming up as well here on the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America, official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We should be ready for a shipment here soon, I would think, Seton. Seton gets the packages from Panini and the brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards there. And these are the biggest superstars, all-time greats, hottest rookies. And these are the official products of the NFL, NBA, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Also, you can get La Liga. You can get NFL Prism and more of your Panini brands now as NFTs. Panini NFT platform. Unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. Visit nft.paniniamerica.net. the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Who's this, Marv?
This is Luther Vandross.
Oh.
Somebody's slapping the hell out of this bass.
Yeah. Is this Big Luther?
That's a good question. I got to look at the music video.
Because there were different eras of Luther Vandross.
Yeah, because sometimes it was like, man, he's really singing his ass off. he's 300 pounds here. Of course he is.
Mike Florio, his book, Father of Mine, about the mob in 1973, available online wherever books are sold. He, of course, is the popular co-host of Pro Football Talk Live that precedes this program on Peacock, and he contributes to NBC's Football Night America. Mike, good to have you back. What stands out? What was the one thing that stood out from the schedule release?
Well, we all wanted to see when, where, how often we would witness the Jets with Aaron Rodgers in standalone games. Six in all, four more that start at 4:25 p.m. Eastern, which are big audience games. Those generate huge ratings on CBS or Fox. And when you look at their schedule, and Dan, this is something to keep in mind because everybody's going to expect the Jets to make it to the playoffs. There's a quirk in the schedule where you have a rotation every year. Every team from a given division plays all of the teams from one of the other divisions in the conference and all of the teams from one of the divisions in the other conference. And it just both rotate every year, and it fits together. And this year it has landed like the wheel of fortune on AFC West and NFC East. That's half your schedule against two of the better divisions in the NFL.
Yeah.
So when you start talking about wild card berths, and also you're cannibalizing six games of your own schedule against your division rivals, I'm not so sure more than one team is getting out of the AFC East this year with a playoff spot.
Whoa.
I don't know that one of those other teams is getting a wild card berth. And you look at the Jets, they got the Chiefs, the Eagles, and the Cowboys in the first 5 weeks. They got some tough games, and they may not make it to the playoffs.
But then you're saying the Dolphins may not make it to the playoffs.
And the Patriots.
Patriots not making the playoffs.
It may be one team and one team only. That's why week one for the Jets is so critical, Dan, because if they lose to the Bills at home and then they have to go play at Buffalo later, you get swept by the Bills. Good luck beating out the Bills for the division title if the Bills have swept you, beaten you twice, and hold the head-to-head tiebreaker. So that week one game is critical. Those early season games are huge for the Jets.
Do you think the Jets roster is ready for this? We know Rodgers can be, but the Jets roster, their coach, the coverage. Now it's, you're not a, oh, you're the Jets. Now you're the, oh, you're the Jets. Expectation level is through the roof.
Well, and part of it is you embrace it because along the way you make a lot of money. You get a lot of attention. You get to bask in the spotlight, even if at the end of the day you're on the sideline watching the other teams play in the postseason. So there's different ways to define success from a business standpoint. Only one team wins the Super Bowl, but all the other teams have to make money. And the Jets have been irrelevant for so long. This is their moment, however it plays out. And I interviewed Joe Douglas, the GM of the Jets, yesterday, and I tried to figure out what's that line of demarcation between success and failure. What does it take for you to say, we did the right thing here? And it's going to be fascinating to see, because they're never going to admit to us. They're never going to say, I mean, we really screwed that up. We never should have traded for Aaron Rodgers. But they're going to be relevant. They're going to be present. They're going to make money. But how good are they going to be? And you raise a great point. They got a lot of young players who are going to have to grow up quickly if they want to compete, especially if they start off 2-4 through their first six games, which isn't impossible.
I brought this up. I don't know if you had any further information on it, but when's the last time a team that didn't make the playoffs from the preceding year opened up in the first game of the season against the defending champs?
So yeah, that's a great question. It's a great question. And I didn't consider the Lions as a candidate for that opening game, in part because I wasn't sure the NFL would fully lean into this buzz that the Lions have developed. But when I saw that that's the first game, I thought, this is great. This is great. You know, the Lions have not been relevant forever, not since Barry Sanders. You could argue maybe 2012, but that year they were terrible. Calvin Johnson set the all-time single-season receiving yardage record, and they had Matthew Stafford and they had Ndamukong Suh, but they weren't great. It's been a very long time, 31 years since they've won a playoff game, for crying out loud. But I think it's fascinating. But you're right. The Lions haven't proven anything. They've got a high bar.
But they're not must-see TV, Mike. I think they're a good team. When I say the Lions, you think of their head coach. That's what I found interesting. You know, the Vikings aren't interesting. They might be a good coach or a good team, but this is the opening night. I just found that interesting, that if you were going to have a game, do you need to have a game where we're tuning in for both of these teams?
As an NBC employee, allow me to make the case for watching the first game of the season. And, you know, Dan, look at the captive audience games this year. I think the NFL decided not to drop great games into the spots where they know that we're going to watch anywhere. We're going to watch on Thanksgiving. Why are we going to burn Jets at Cowboys on Thanksgiving? I thought there was a chance that would be the Thanksgiving game. Why do it? Why bother?
Okay.
We're still going to tune in and watch Commanders Cowboys. What else are we going to do? It's Christmas games, Raiders Chiefs. Okay, fine. We're going to watch anyway. It's not one of the great games on the schedule, but drop it there. And I think that same mindset may have applied here. people are still going to tune in to watch Patrick Mahomes. He has transcended football. He is now a star. Met Gala, Kentucky Derby, everywhere you look, there's Patrick Mahomes. And the Lions do have that up-and-coming vibe. They've got an enigmatic and charming head coach who everybody wants to hear from. So they could have done a lot worse than the Lions. And I think it'll do a huge number. And they kept in the bag one of the great games, Eagles Chiefs, for example. You know, one of the games we looked at and said, well, that's likely to be the week one opener. They hold it for later in the year.
Why are the Dolphins and Chiefs playing in Germany?
Dan, you know, we got a lot of people that watch our show on Sky Sports Action. That's what they call it in the offseason, Sky Sports NFL in the regular season. There are a ton of passionate UK NFL fans. I don't think there are enough. I don't think it gets enough play in London. I think this game in Germany, Dolphins Chiefs, is an acknowledgement that the ceiling may be higher in Germany for the NFL.
I agree.
It is in England.
Yeah.
And if I'm a British fan of the NFL, and we've been kissing frogs for 16 years with these crap games you've been sending over. They get Tom Brady their first year. They get Patrick Mahomes versus Tyreek Hill the second year. What are we? Well, the fervor, the excitement, Peter King says it was like attending a conference championship game, going to that game in Germany. And I think the NFL is understanding that and embracing it.
More worthy of primetime games, in your opinion, if I said the Chargers or Cincinnati. Chargers have 6, Bengals have 4.
Well, you know what? I'd say the Bengals are more worthy of that platform and that presence because Joe Burrow is just fun to watch. The team is great at this point. But with the Chargers, you can always count on them doing something to make a game interesting. The very dated reference that I make about the Chargers, they're my Rosanna Dana team. It's always something with the Chargers. So they're going to give you something. They're going to turn a bad game into a good game. They're going to turn a good game into a bad game. They're going to blow a 27-point lead. They keep it entertaining. So I kind of like having the chance to study the Chargers carefully.
The most interesting bad team is?
Probably the Rams, because they are a bad team now. They can't call themselves a good team anymore. They are going to compete with the Cardinals for the basement of the NFC West, and they have a tough schedule right out of the gates. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how this goes with Matthew Stafford, who's an old 35, Aaron Donald doing what he can to load it up for one more year with the Rams. And I think he'll be done with the Rams after this year. Sean McVay teetered enough about whether he was going to come back to make that an issue this year, even though he's trying not to make it one. And if the Chargers continue to get better, it makes it even more glaring if the Rams struggle.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, and his new book, Father of Mine. It's about the mob in the early 70s, available online wherever books are sold. Tom Brady, I guess the report out of ESPN is he is going to be buying in as a partner of the Raiders. Your thoughts?
It's funny how ESPN reports this very sensitive and developing information about Brady possibly buying part of the Raiders when they knew damn well he was possibly buying part of the Dolphins last year and they never said a word about it. I just love to know how they pick and choose which sensitive topics they're going to go
with.
Why
wouldn't they report on the Dolphins?
I don't know, but plenty of people knew about the Dolphins last year and they kept their mouths shut. And I'd love to know why people kept their mouths shut when they
why
knew
do
damn
you think?
Well.
Why do you think?
I because Tom Brady wasn't okay with it getting out. And he's okay with this getting out. And he wasn't okay with it getting out a year ago. That's my only explanation. So that's why I thought it was just funny to see it couched as sensitive and developing. If it was sensitive, it was truly sensitive, they wouldn't be reporting on it because Tom Brady would have told Don Yee to tell Shefty to not report on it. It would have been that simple. I don't want to go that far behind the curtain. I don't want to go too far inside baseball. But that was just, as somebody who covers this every day and is always plugged into the Matrix, I thought it was funny that this gets reported when they knew damn well last year he was going to be part owner of the Dolphins and then play for the Dolphins, and it was nobody said anything except us.
Help me understand the Jaguars' situation with their stadium. Are they have to renovate and then they have to move someplace for their home games, and are they going to go to Orlando? Where do the Jags go? What is it, a 2-year period we're talking about coming up?
This first popped up on Wednesday. The outgoing mayor of Jacksonville said if they're going to renovate this stadium the way they want to, it's going to be best case scenario, Dan, 2 years where the Jaguars can't play in that stadium. I don't know where you find another NFL-ready stadium in town. You're going to have to go somewhere. And their lease runs through 2029. So you're displaced for 2 years. And if you're going to do this renovation, I'm assuming you're going to extend the lease and you're going to be tied to Jacksonville indefinitely. I just feel like this is the point where it's going to go one way or the other. There's either going to be a renewal of the vows with Jacksonville, which still will result in 2 years of playing somewhere else, maybe London, or the clock ticks toward 2029 and out go the Jaguars to London. And I know folks in Jacksonville don't want to hear it, but I remember vividly folks in St. Louis didn't want to hear it when the handwriting was on the wall that the Rams were going to LA. And everybody knew it except the folks in St. Louis because the NFL was lying to them and the Rams were lying to them about their intentions. In this case, you know, the commissioner talking about a four-team division eventually in Europe. Well, unless it's going to be four expansion teams, a number one choice is the Jaguars. So I just feel like this whole process is so weird that the end result is either going to be Jaguars forever in Jacksonville or Jaguars on a steamship to London.
Are we more likely to have a Super Bowl? What happens first, Super Bowl outside the United States or a team outside the United States?
Team. I think Super Bowl is something that gets kind of thrown around just for craps and giggles, but it's never going to happen. They're going to start a Super Bowl at 1 a.m. British time to suit our TV pattern. So I think it's going to be a team. Once the commissioner talked about four teams, that tells me that this talk of one team that's been around for over a decade isn't just dangling a carrot to get people in Europe interested. At some point, they're going to have to put teams there, starting with two in London and then maybe two in Germany.
Well, is there an expansion city in the United States?
I think there would be potential expansion cities. St. Louis would be perfect if the NFL could ever get over the fact that they had to pay St. Louis nearly $800 million for lying their asses off to the people in St. Louis about not moving the Rams to LA. And they did. They lied and lied, and that's why they paid nearly $800 million to St. Louis when it was all said and done. St. Louis would be perfect. And one thing, I talked to somebody about this within the past year or two. You could justify smaller markets, just build a smaller stadium, because it's now all about TV revenue. For that upper deck on a stadium, you know, I've talked to owners about this. The money that they make and the costs that they incur to fill out an upper deck of an NFL stadium, it's really not worth it. And I think there are some groups now that would say, if we were doing it all over again, we just would get rid of the upper deck, that it's not entailing the profit margin that it justifies. So, you know, you put in Oklahoma City, you put in Columbus, Ohio, you put, you know, there's different cities that aren't major, massive 80,000 seat stadiums that you know are going to be filled up every week. You could put a 40,000 seat stadium there, fill it every week. And as long as those games are on TV, it's a win for the NFL.
Have a great weekend, Mike. Good luck with the book. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. Good talking to you, pal.
That's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host. We'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, and then why wouldn't you be, we're going to go out to the Traeger Grills. It's a meat stir Friday. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of hand-cooked tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is National Limerick Day, and Todd didn't know it. I had to tell him that it was National Limerick
Day. How sad that I didn't know that.
I know. So, do you have a limerick for us?
I do.
Okay.
Cheating and fishing, no class. Win a contest that way, nah, I'll pass. It would ultimately seal one's fate. To gut and fill them with weight, someone should surely beat their ass.
Okay.
That's my fishing limerick.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right.
That's what we missed.
Thanks for making sure we got that one, Dan.
My bad. My bad. I shouldn't have brought it up.
How many days until the next one?
Yeah, exactly.
Just checking. Oh, wish it was a Saturday, that holiday.
Yeah. Seton O'Connor. Final results of the poll question.
Would you rather have a $375 million broadcasting contract or be a limited partner with the Raiders? 78% taking the dough.
Hey.
That's significant.
All right. A couple of phone calls here. Brad in Cincinnati. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First time, long time.
Okay.
6 feet, a doughy 270.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to call and say... thanks to you and boys. I'm a recent member of the Dead Dads Club, and you guys are like friends and brought some normalcy to life after that.
How old was your dad?
74. He died of a heart attack while working in the garden.
Well, that's still a pretty good life. You got a lot of time to spend with him, but we welcome you to the Dead Dads Club, and there is a T-shirt available for all of our members at danpatrick.com. We throw sensitivity out the window, just let you know, Brad.
No, you're good. I appreciate that.
All right. All right.
Yeah, you moved on pretty quick there, Dan.
Yes, I did.
You really?
Yeah.
Pulled that Band-Aid right off.
Well, I didn't know how sensitive. I could hear it in his voice, obviously, very sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, Fritzy's dad's dead, my dad's dead, Paulie's dad's dead, Marvin's dad is dead to him. Yes, Paulie.
And 74 is the age where it's not old enough, where it's not that as big of a deal. Like if my dad died at 88, you're like, oh, what a run he had.
Yeah.
74 is like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels early.
It feels a touch
early. Yes, it does. Yeah. Now it does. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels pretty early.
Yeah. Mine was 54. That's early.
I could top that.
That's early. Yeah.
Do you want to play name that dead dad age?
Wow, you guys are really.
Yeah.
Dang.
How old was your dad? 39?
39.
Yeah.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah.
I was 11. Right.
Yeah.
I was 11. Doesn't mess up an 11-year-old.
We could tell.
Now, you don't have daddy issues now.
No, I don't have issues with authority and lack of male development. What? Back to you.
All right. Anywho. Eric in L.A. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind today?
That's a fun one to follow. 5'8" and a hard 180.
Hard.
You guys were talking about Lance Armstrong getting a pass, and I think one of the reasons he doesn't is because how awful he was going after the people who told the truth and trying to ruin their lives when
it's
they
true.
Didn't have the resources to defend themselves.
Yep, that's a great point, Eric. Thanks for the phone call. By the way, this has happened before. I mentioned the Lions. They didn't make the playoffs this past season. Let's see. 2021, the Cowboys, they missed. Dak Prescott got injured, missed the final 11 games of the previous season. But the Cowboys play nationally. 2019, the Packers and the Bears, rivalry game. Well, that plays nationally. 2012, Cowboys, that plays nationally. 2006 Dolphins, supposed to be a rematch of the Steelers and the Broncos AFC title game, but the Broncos, quote-unquote, pressured to get out of that game. 2005 the Raiders, they played a franchise against which New England has had many memorable matchups, so they faced each other. 2003 Washington, they played in the nation's capital, and that presented a unique opportunity to salute the military and other public servants. 2002, the Giants, celebrating the resilient spirit of the city and America following 9/11. So it's happened, but there's a hook to it. The Lions, there's no real hook to it. I mean, they're a nice team, but you don't really know many of their players. They have a charismatic head coach. That's why I thought it was surprising. Eddie in Ohio. Hi, Ed. What's on your mind today?
Hey now, Danny. 5'9", 135.
All right.
So I think you underestimate the worldwide hatred of the French. My wife and I vacation at an island that is owned part of France. It's a territory of France. And every time we go there, all the locals just go on and on about how much they hate the actual French. So even the French people hate the French people.
I find it kind of amusing. If you know going into it that this might be the feedback, then and you're not surprised, then you can you're watching a sporting event or something. I mean, it's interesting. But you got to be kind of ready for it. But look, I loved going there. Traveling there in Italy, and I think if you make an effort to speak the language, that's really important, which I tried to do with my 4 years of high school French.
Sure, they love that.
That didn't go over well. At one point, I did say, "We il faut que je cherche un livre," and the person who was serving us was like, "That doesn't make any sense." I'm like, "How did it sound, though?" This day in sports history, Paulie.
1957, A.J. Foyt won his first auto racing victory. Love that guy. 1982, USFL was formed. 1985, the Knicks won the first NBA draft lottery. 1997, Larry Bird was named the new coach of the Pacers. 1 year later, he became the head coach, NBA coach of the year as a rookie.
On this date, 1977, Joe Namath signed with the L.A. Rams. Also, the first black pitcher to throw a no-hitter in Major League Baseball history. Sam Toothpick Jones
No pick.
No hit the Pirates. I did not know that one. What did you learn today, Todd?
Ryan Fitzpatrick's hesitant to shave his beard because he doesn't know what might be hidden under there.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
Mike Florio, not sure why some Brady information's leaking, but not others.
Marvin?
The French hate the French.
Paulie, what did you learn?
Toothpick Jones.
Todd, what did I learn on today's program?
We all learned Jason Tatum is humbly one of the greatest basketball players in the world.
Just ask him. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of this program, instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Remember, Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. Hopefully you took advantage of Dan's deals and you got some great gifts for your wife or your mom or your mother-in-law. Make sure you don't forget. And nothing wrong with a handwritten card, by the way. Nothing wrong with that. Thanks for joining us. Hope you had a fun week and a safe weekend. For Todd and Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.